We're doing Tayag Mitzvot, and we were learning the different mitzvot that revolve around eating. So the Or HaShanim, the Sefer we're learning, says as following: Kol ochel basar beima uchaya ve'of yomar od. If you're eating any type of meat, so then a person should say, I am also fulfilling the mitzvah to eat meat specifically that was shechted. We know we're not supposed to eat meat that died any other way than if it was through shechita, as the Torah gave us a biblical commandment to shecht our animals, as the verse says, we have a separate mitzvah to shecht chaya, a wild animal, a deer, or the kosher wild animals. The verse says, so the Torah indicates to us that we are obligated to shecht a wild animal, just like a domesticated animal. And the Torah also tells us we have to treat the birds the same way. As the verse said, the Torah tells us when you hunt a wild animal or a bird and then you slaughter it, so then you have a mitzvah of covering the blood. When the Torah puts the two together, a bird with a wild animal, it is indicating to us that the birds also have to be slaughtered like the animals. Or we know this from the verse that says, Zot Torah ta-beima va'of v'chol nefesh achaya romest mamayim, that the verse places the birds next to the animals to tell us that the birds also have to be shechted, only that the birds don't have to be shechted as much as the animals, right? When you shecht an animal, you have to cut the kana and the veshet, the windpipe and the food pipe, the majority of the two. And when you shecht a bird, you only have to cut the majority of one. V'ashochet yomar, and the person who's doing the shechita, who's slaughtering the animal, should also say, I'm preparing myself to perform the biblical mitzvah to shecht. And if we're shechting a wild animal or a bird, so we have a biblical mitzvah to put some dirt on the blood. You guys who do kaparos with birds, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, so you should try to cover the blood. It's a mitzvah to say. And we have another mitzvah when it comes to shechting, not to slaughter an animal and its child on the same day. The Torah prohibits us to slaughter an animal and its child on the same day. We have a biblical prohibition not to eat a limb from the animal while it's still alive. The Torah says, "Lo tochal nefshim basal." Don't eat the meat, so to speak, while the soul is in it. And we have a mitzvah in the Torah not to eat a carcass, an animal that died and it wasn't shechted. We have a mitzvah not to eat a trefa, an animal that has some kind of blemish that would cause it to die soon. It's an unhealthy animal. We have a tradition which blemishes disqualify an animal. So even if you shecht that animal, if you discover it had a hole in its lung or some other blemish, so there are specifically, we have on tradition, 18 blemishes that indicate that the animal was unhealthy, you're not allowed to eat that animal biblically. And the Torah tells us we're prohibited from eating chelev, certain fats of the animal. They're considered the better fats. The Torah calls them chelev. Chelev means the better fats. And even so, the Torah says those may not be eaten. The Torah says kol chelev lo tochelu. We're prohibited from eating chelev. We have a prohibition from eating blood. The Torah tells us that that's why we salt the meat, because we're not allowed to eat blood. We're not allowed to eat the gid hanasha. When we slaughter an animal, there's a sinu from the time Yaakov Avinu, ever since Yaakov fought the angel, the Jews don't eat the gid hanasha, and the Torah prohibits us from eating the gid hanasha. We have a prohibition from eating meat with milk. The Torah says you're not allowed to cook meat with milk, you're not allowed to eat meat with milk. So those are two different prohibitions. So in our kitchen, we have to be careful to separate the meat and the milk. We're not allowed to cook meat and milk pots, milk and meat pots, or of course not to cook meat and milk together. We're also not allowed to eat in the same meal meat and milk together, and the different customs how long we wait between the meat and the milk. Even to derive benefit is prohibited, meaning if your non-Jewish maid cooked for herself, she baked a cheeseburger, so you say, you just ruined my oven. Now what are you going to do with it? So you want to throw it into the fireplace. You're not allowed to derive any benefit from meat and milk that were cooked together. Not only is it prohibited to eat, you're not allowed to derive benefit from it either. The Torah tells us we're not allowed to eat and drink in a gluttonous fashion. When a person eats, so eat what you need to eat, but to sit there and just stuff your mouth and eat like a glutton, like the rebellious son, that is prohibited. And this is the source, really, for the prohibition of addiction. What's the prohibition to do drugs or other things aside from the prohibition against doing things that are harmful to ourselves, the Torah also says you're not allowed to do things that are gluttonous. An addiction is something which is gluttonous. It's something which you're, I need that. Any addiction is any addiction is an outgrowth of this prohibition against doing things that we simply desire and will develop a need, a gluttonous need for it.